Replit Agent, Bolt, and V0 are the dominant browser-based AI app builders in 2026. All three turn natural language into runnable code without local setup. Replit Agent shines for full-stack prototyping with one-click deploy. Bolt excels at instant full-stack apps inside a sandboxed browser environment. V0 is the best-in-class UI component generator for the Vercel/Next JS ecosystem. Choose by job to be done, not by hype. Conflating them costs you all three tools' weaknesses simultaneously. The category is often labeled vibe coding, a phrase that undersells the serious use cases and oversells the limits. These tools are genuinely useful for rapid prototyping, solo builders, and non-technical founders. They also have a hard ceiling. Once your prototype needs a production-grade data model, complex auth flows, or collaborative engineering workflows, you will hit that ceiling fast. Understanding where it sits for each tool is the real value of this review. See our AI Coding Agents Production Buyer's Guide for the full spectrum from vibe coding tools to enterprise agents like Devin. What these tools actually do well. 1. Replit Agent. Full stack deployment with zero DevOps. Replit Agent's strongest trick is the shortest path from I have an idea to I have a live URL. Describe your app, a job board with user accounts, listings, and a simple search, and the agent generates the schema, writes the application code, provisions a Replit database, and deploys it. You get a public URL in under 10 minutes, no AWS console, no GitHub Actions workflow, no DNS record. The agent handles state. It remembers the structure it built in previous turns, can add features to its own output, and will rewrite components without destroying existing functionality, usually. For non-technical founders demoing to investors or running user research, this is genuinely transformative. The Indie Hackers community posts are full of solo builders who shipped $1,000 MRR tools on Replit Agent before ever writing a line of code themselves. 2. Bolt, instant full-stack apps without a server. Bolt runs Node, JS inside a web container, a WASM-based runtime that executes in your browser tab. No server process, no cloud instance, no cold start. You open bolt.new, describe a React plus Express app, and it spins up inside your browser in seconds. The dev server, file system, and NPM registry all run locally in the web container. The practical upside: iteration speed is unmatched. Bolt apps start running before Replit Agent has finished scaffolding. For prototyping UI interactions and data flows, where you need to try 10 variations in an hour, Bolt's in-browser execution eliminates the round trip to a remote container. StackBlitz's web containers also power major AI SDK DMOS, proving the technology in a production documentation context. 3. V0, component-level UI generation that drops into real codebases. V0 is a different tool doing a different job. It is not a full app builder. It is a UI component generator with deep Next, JS, and Tailwind CSS integration. Give it a screenshot of a competitor's UI, a Figma description, or a plain English spec, and it produces clean, typed React component code that you can paste into an existing project. What makes V0 distinctive is quality at the component level. The generated code uses proper TypeScript, idiomatic Tailwind, accessible HTML semantics, and Shadkin/UI conventions. You can iterate on it in the V0 interface, make the card more compact, add a loading skeleton, add dark mode support, and the output stays consistent. For teams on the Vercel ecosystem building real products, V0 replaces the write the boilerplate component step in a workflow while keeping you in control of architecture. For all three, zero local environment set up the shared killer feature is what you don't need. No Node, JS version conflicts, no Docker, no NPM install loop, no CUDA dependencies. The barrier for new developers, domain experts who can code but don't want to manage toolchains, and product managers prototyping an idea is effectively zero. This matters for AI-assisted development because it removes a full category of friction that even the best local tools like Cursor or Cline can't eliminate. See our 7 CLI comparison for where the CLI tools take over once you've outgrown browser-based builders. 5. Replit Agent. Shareable, collaborative environment. Replit's multiplayer mode lets multiple people edit and observe the same REPL in real time. Combined with the agent, this creates a product discovery workflow, A non-technical founder describes requirements in natural language while a developer watches the agent output and redirects it. The shared URL means stakeholders can test the running app immediately. No, can you share your screen call? No staging server. For design reviews and usability testing at prototype stage, this is a real operational advantage. Where these tools break the maintenance cliff is real and steep. All three tools generate code that is optimized for generation, not long-term maintenance. Replit Agent produces working full-stack apps where the data model, API, and UI were all designed in the same 10-minute session, and that coherence breaks down as soon as you start iterating past the happy path. File naming is inconsistent, state management is improvised, and there's no test suite. Bolts in browser code is also difficult to own long-term. The exported zip is well-structured, but the generated code often mixes concerns in ways that are difficult to refactor without breaking other parts. Users report that Bolt projects tend to reach a rewrite threshold around the time they add authentication or a real data persistence layer. V0's component code is the cleanest of the three, but it only generates UI. You still need to wire up state management, API calls, and error handling yourself. The generated component expects props you define, not a backend contract you negotiate. Replit Agent. Context window and project size limits Replit Agent's understanding of your project degrades as the codebase grows. Below 20-30 files, the agent can hold most of the project in context. Above that, it starts making changes that are locally correct but globally inconsistent, renaming a variable in one file without updating its consumers, or implementing a feature that conflicts with existing business logic. The agent has no semantic index of your codebase. It works from recency and what it can fit in its context window. Bolt, no persistent backend for stateful apps web containers run in your browser tab. Close the tab, lose the runtime state. Bolt apps that need a real database, not an in-memory store, require exporting the project and setting up external persistence, SQLite, a managed Postgres, or a Supabase connection. The deployment story, Netlify, handles static assets and serverless functions, but not always persistent server processes. For apps with real-time features or heavy server compute, Bolt hits its ceiling faster than Replit Agent. V0, Versal ecosystem lock-in and back-end blindness V0 components assume next. JS app router conventions, Tailwind CSS, and Shadkin/UI. Dropping them into a different stack, Vue, SvelteKit, plain React without Tailwind, requires significant manual adaptation. More critically, V0 generates pure UI. It has no awareness of your API contracts, your authentication system, or your data shapes beyond what you explicitly describe in the prompt. Wiring its output into a real product is still a developer task, one that can take as long as writing the component from scratch if the API shape doesn't match the generated props. Set up Replit Agent, 10 steps 1. Create a Replit account, go to replit.com and sign up. The free tier works for exploration, but agent features require the core plan at $25 a month. 2. Upgrade to Replit Core. In your account settings, subscribe to Core. This unlocks agent request quota, extra compute, and deployment credits. 3. Open a new REPL, click Create REPL, and select any template, or select blank, and let the agent choose the stack. 4. Open the agent panel, click the robot icon in the left sidebar to open the AI agent interface. This is separate from the standard AI assistant. 5. Write your first prompt, be specific about what you're building. Build a task management app with user authentication, a Postgres database for tasks, and a REST API. Use Express for the backend and plain HTML.js for the frontend. 6. Review the plan before execution. Replit Agent shows a plan before making changes. Read it. If the stack or approach is wrong, reject it and refine the prompt. This is the cheapest place to catch mistakes. 7. Accept or reject file changes. The agent will ask to create and modify files in batches. Review the diffs. You can reject individual changes and prompt the agent to try a different approach. 8. Click Run to test. Once the agent finishes, click Run in the Replit IDE to start the dev server. Open the preview URL in the right panel. 9. Iterate with follow-up prompts. Add features conversationally. Add a due date field to tasks and display them sorted by due date. The agent preserves existing code while extending it. 10. Deploy with one click. When satisfied with the prototype, click the deploy button. Replit provisions a production container and gives you a public, Replit, app URL in under 2 minutes. Real-world workflow examples 1. Non-technical founder. From idea to investor demo in one afternoon. A SaaS founder without engineering background needed a demo of a B2B feedback collection tool. Branded survey forms, team dashboard, shareable response links. Using Replit agent over 4 hours. Hour 1. Generated the full stack app, Node Express plus SQLite plus vanilla JS frontend with form creation and submission. The agent chose the stack. The founder approved the plan. Hour 2, added user accounts and multi-team support. Prompt, add user registration and login. Each user can create their own workspace with isolated forms and responses. Hour 3, branded the UI with the company's color palette. Prompt, change all primary colors to 2D4D0, update the logo placeholder to the text feedback us, and make the forms embeddable within snippet. Hour 4, tested, fixed one agent introduced bug. The iframe snippet used the wrong origin and deployed. Result, a live functional prototype at a public URL, ready for investor demos and user research calls. No developers required. 2. Front-end developer. Rapid UI exploration with Bolt. A developer prototyping a new dashboard design used Bolt to run 12 layout variants in a single afternoon. Something that would have taken 2 days of local setup, storybook configuration, and branch switching. Each variant was a fresh Bolt, new session. Build a data analytics dashboard with a sidebar navigation, KPI cards at the top, and a line chart using recharts. Bolt had the app running in 90 seconds. The developer evaluated the layout, noted what to change, opened a new Bolt session with the updated prompt, and repeated. The final winner was exported as a zip, the relevant component files were extracted, and they were integrated into the production next. JS code base. Bolt served as a rapid ideation environment. The production repo never saw its scaffolding code. For more on integrating with the Versal AI SDK that powers many of these dashboards, see Versal AI SDK 6 versus Claude Agent SDK. 3. Product team. V0 for design to component in 20 minutes. A product team needed a new pricing page component matching a Figma spec. The designer exported the spec description. The front-end developer pasted it into V0 with generate a pricing page component in Next, JS app router with 3 tiers, free, pro, enterprise, annual monthly toggle, and highlighted recommended plan. Use Shadkin/UI card and badge components. V0 produced a complete, typed component in one generation. 2 follow-up prompts, make the pro badge use variant equals secondary, and add a feature comparison table below the cards, produced the final version. Total time, 22 minutes from spec to a component merged into the production repository. Equivalent developer time for the boilerplate alone, 45-60 minutes. Replit agent, Bolt, V0 versus Devin. Knowing when to graduate Devin by Cognition Labs is what you graduate to when your prototype needs to become a product. It is not a browser-based app builder. It is an autonomous software agent that operates on your existing code base, files pull requests, debugs CI failures, and handles senior engineer-level tasks. At $500 a month, it targets engineering teams, not solo builders. Cognition AI, Devin. The core difference is context depth. Replit Agent, Bolt, and V0 build from scratch with minimal existing context. They're strongest on greenfield work. Devin clones your repository, reads your existing code, understands your test suite and CI configuration, and operates with the full project graph in mind. This matters enormously for production systems. A bug in a 50-file codebase with 400 tests is a job for Devin, not Replit Agent. Devin's workflow is fundamentally different. You assign Devin a GitHub issue or describe a task in plain language, and it autonomously creates a branch, implements the feature or fix, writes tests, verifies CI passes, and opens a pull request for human review. Replit Agent, Bolt, and V0 require you to be in the loop for every significant decision. Devin is closer to a junior contractor who can operate independently within defined scope. Cost structure reflects the target user. $500 a month versus $25 a month, Replit Core, or free V0, Bolt, is a real difference, but the comparison isn't really cost feature. It's stage of product. Browser-based builders are the fastest path to a working prototype, Devin is the right tool for iterating on an existing product in a team engineering workflow. Most teams will use both at different stages. For how GPT 5.5 and Claude Opus 4.7 compare as the underlying models in these kinds of agentic coding tasks, see GPT 5.5 versus Claude Opus 4.7 agentic coding, where Devin loses to browser-based tools. Devin is slow for ideation. If you're prototyping five different product concepts, paying $500 a month for Devin to set up five different repositories is the wrong trade-off. Start with Replit Agent or Bolt to validate the concept. Bring Devin in when the concept is proven and the engineering work requires real depth. Devin also has no equivalent to Bolt's zero setup iteration speed or V0's design first component workflow. The bottom line, browser-based AI builders and Devin are complements, not competitors. Use Replit Agent slash Bolt slash V0 to build the thing, use Devin to scale the thing. The mistake is trying to use either category for the other's job. When not to use these tools, don't use Replit Agent for production systems that need maintainability. The generated code is prototype grade. It works, but it is not structured for a team to own long-term. If you ship from Replit Agent output without an engineering rewrite, you accrue architectural debt that compounds with every feature addition. The right use is prototyping and validation, not the production code base. Don't use Bolt if you need persistent server-side state. Web containers cannot run a persistent database process. Bolt is the right tool for SPAs, serverless-ready apps, and front-end prototypes. Any app that requires a relational database or real-time server socket connections will hit Bolt's execution model ceiling quickly. The export to Netlify path works for static and serverless deployments. Anything heavier requires a different hosting choice. Don't use V0 outside the Vercel/Next.js/Tailwind ecosystem. The generated components assume specific conventions. On a Vue or Angular project, V0 output is not a starting point. It's a reference you'll spend more time adapting than if you'd written the component yourself. V0 is a Vercel ecosystem accelerator, not a universal UI generator. Don't use any of these tools as a replacement for understanding your codebase. The maintenance cliff is the defining risk. Teams that use browser-based builders to avoid learning the code they're shipping create a fragile system that is expensive to hand off, debug, or scale. Use these tools to accelerate understanding, not to bypass it. Frequently asked questions, is Replit Agent free to use in 2026? Replit Agent is included in the Replit Core plan at $25 a month, which gives you a fixed monthly AI request budget. The free tier supports basic Replit IDE use, but significantly limits agent requests. Compute for running your deployed apps is billed separately. For serious prototyping, Core is effectively required. Can Bolt New deploy to production? Bolt builds apps inside a web container and can export code as a zip or push to GitHub. Direct one-click production deployment targets Netlify from Bolt. Does not manage persistent backend infrastructure. Once you need a database or long-running server process, export the code and host it yourself. What is V0 best at compared to Replit Agent and Bolt? V0 is purpose-built for UI and React/Next.js component generation. It produces clean, typed, accessible component code that drops into an existing codebase. Replit Agent and Bolt build full apps from scratch. V0 builds components you integrate. If you already have a Vercel/Next.js project and want AI-generated UI, V0 is the right tool. Which tool is best for non-developer founders building a prototype? Replit Agent is the strongest choice for non-developers. It handles the full stack, including database, authentication, and deployment in a single interface. The Replit URL you get is instantly shareable. Bolt requires more technical scaffolding decisions. V0 requires you to have an existing project structure. How do Replit Agent, Bolt, and V0 compare to Devin? Devin targets senior engineer-level autonomous tasks on your existing codebase, debugging production issues, implementing multi-file features, managing pull requests, at $500 a month. Replit Agent, Bolt, and V0 target greenfield prototyping at $0.25/month. They are complements, not competitors. Use browser-based builders to validate the concept, Devin to scale it. Knowledge check: a startup founder with no engineering background wants to build a working demo of a B2B SaaS tool with user accounts, a dashboard, and a database. in one day? Which tool is the right starting point? A, V0, because it generates the cleanest UI code. B, Bolt, because iteration speed is the highest priority. C, Replit Agent, because it handles the full stack, including database and deployment. D, Devin, because it's the most capable AI coding agent available. Correct answer. C, Replit Agent is the only tool in this group that handles full stack generation, including database provisioning and deployment in a single interface, exactly what a non-developer needs for a working demo. V0 generates components, not apps. Bolt hits its ceiling on persistent data needs. Devin requires an existing code base. For the complete tool selection matrix, including when to move from these builders to Klein, Cursor, or Devin, see the AI Coding Agents Production Buyer's Guide. The course / AI Coding Agents Production 2026. Course includes a hands-on module where you build the same prototype in all three browser-based tools and compare the output quality, code maintainability, and deployment story side by side.